The Toddcast Podcast. Follow on Instagram and Twitter at Toddcast Podcast.
All right, now on the line, we have a guy named Shane Jeremy James with the Actions of Compassion. And dude, we've been talking about getting you as a guest of the podcast for a little while now. So maybe to start things off, give us a broad stroke as to what Actions of Compassion is all about and how you got things rolling and basically what you're setting out to do.
Actions of Compassion, basically it was to change the world, create world peace, help people, make a difference in the world, you know, just tiny goals, right?
Right.
And, I mean, that's really the gist of the whole thing. Everything that we started in Actions of Compassion started from, I just tweeted out to about 150,000 Twitter followers. I said, hey, you want to go out and do Compassion Acts? That was probably 3.5 years ago now, and a bunch of people got on board. We just started going out and doing Compassionate Acts, doing a whole bunch of stuff, and people from all over Canada, the U.S. started to pick up and just inspire people to do more. And for me, it was really about creating something that could make a difference in the world. You know, not just do, you know, I was doing business, I guess, just, you know, business, normal business. I come from a business background, obviously, and stuff. And it was just like, I always sat on nonprofit boards and always wanted to help people. But I wanted to build something else, and it had to be something that could really, really, really make a difference in the world. So everything that I wanted to do was from going out and helping nonprofits to helping people addicted to drugs to helping the homeless to just connecting with people and bringing people together. And then from there, as we even started stuff, inside the compassion movement, from clothing, it's all, you know, all bamboo, eco-friendly, made in Canada, you know, no child labor, no. So everything that I wanted to do has to just be done high integrity, make a difference in the world, some shape or way or form that we can leave to the next generation, at least inspire, hopefully give them a better world by the time we leave.
The definition of a compassion through the dictionary is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings and misfortunes of others. How do you decide what you're going to be tackling with Actions of Compassion?
There's a lot of different areas that come up where we, you know, we kind of look at, and we get a lot of requests for help in different areas. So we've really taken it quite broad, from small things. So give you a good example. Compassion, just from going in and let's say we, in the dictionary, it says help people suffering. But I kind of look at compassion too as not just almost help people suffering too. Compassion is also almost like a kindness thing. It's just deeper, to tell you the truth. So what I'm saying is, we could go into a restaurant and we're in there and we're going to buy 10 people's meals that day to show compassion to them. And really, you know, really kind of think about how we're helping those people, to going out on the street and connecting with the homeless and making sandwiches for them and getting a big group of people together and then going and deliver sandwiches, or just going out on the street and literally connecting with them and having conversations, which a lot of times that they want just as much, because they don't have anybody to connect with a lot of times at that level. And so, or going to, you know, help nonprofits and give them more exposure to raise money. So it's kind of like any way that we can help. We were just up in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. I went and spoke at the YMCA, helped with the kids. We did vision boards with the kids. You know, we taught them about compassion and taught them about stuff like that. So, you know, any way, shape, or form. But I believe, too, that to change the world in compassion is really two things at a world level. One is education. We have to keep educating as much as we can. And then, of course, going back to what you just said about the dictionary, looking for people that are suffering, they need the most compassion, and that's where a lot of times people look the other way.
I'm curious, and not to get too political with you here, Shane, but how much does a guy like Trump and having him in a power position make it harder for you to get your message out? Because that guy has no compassion.
Yeah, so that's that's an interesting topic, right?
Right.
It's actually, he's inspired more people to wake up and do more compassion.
Right.
So in the end, because people got, you know, there's a lot of people that got, almost involved to be like, okay, we've got to create more happiness, or we've got to create more world peace, or we've got to bring more people together, or we got to, you know, stop this this negativity in certain areas going. So he's actually sparked more people that maybe were good people and are good people. They're more just kind of sitting on the fence. So mm-hmm. they were more just kind of like where most people kind of get caught up into their everyday life and almost kind of forget taking it to the next level. So I think he actually sparked another movement.
Interesting.
Yeah, when you look at it that way. So I think that, when he goes out of office, I think that in the end, we're going to see a bigger change in the world.
Wow. Okay. And so for Actions of Compassion, what does the rest of your year look like? How far in advance will you work, with maybe different cities and different events and stuff, and kind of paint us what you're going to be doing for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we're looking to do a big kind of world peace push on that, and lots of people are going to be doing videos and stuff like that. Online's a big thing because we can connect with so many people now. We didn't have
instantly.
That before.
Right. Instantly. Like, how powerful is social media? It is insane.
Huge, huge. And that's the way that you can actually really affect change in the world now at a high level. So it's tapping into that demographic, and that's the one great thing about that demographic too, is a lot of that demographic is the younger generation, and they're the ones that we've got to really teach. Older generation has to teach the younger generation, and as they grow, they'll have a better world. So we'll do a big world peace tour, and a lot of people involved doing videos and inspiring people to do more and stuff like that, getting the message out there. And that's a big going to be a big push of ours moving forward. And then it's really just keeping doing what we're doing, to be honest. It's moving into just, helping homeless. And we go to a lot of different cities. And when we go to different cities, we partner up with a lot of different organizations to spread more compassion and whatever they need. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the big vision right now. And online is going to play a big, big part in what we do, which already has played, right. A really, really big part. You know, I have kids that come into our social media that are 7 years old, 10 years old, 15 mm-hmm. years old. You know, when I started this, we did a lot of vlog shows where they followed us around doing compassion so we could get the word out more on social media. And I didn't realize how many kids would come in and their moms were helping run their accounts or their dads run their accounts. And they would say, oh yeah, my daughter, she's 12 and she wants to connect with you. She's following you around and she loves what you guys are doing. And that's when I really realized, like, we're hitting a different demographic. And I think the Dalai Lama actually kind of put it best, to tell you the truth. He said, I'm not the best person anymore to actually teach compassion and change the world for two reasons. One is sometimes people think I have a underlying motive to get them into Buddhism. And two, I'm not connecting with the younger generation like you guys can.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the website, actionsofcompassion.com, but where else are you guys active on online? Like, where's the best place for people to go and learn about what you and, what you're doing? Like, where's the best place to jump on for that?
Instagram, for sure. Okay. You can get a lot over there. Actions of Compassion, Instagram. We have YouTube, too, is Actions of Compassion. But I would say what you just said, actionsofcompassion.com, and then
from there, they can jump off all the links off of that homepage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can go all over the place
right.
We have a Facebook fan page, too, Actions of Compassion, too. That's quite big, so.
Cool. Okay, Shane, let's get outside of compassion and, of course, what you're known for. I'm wondering a few things about you. What are you binging right now? Like, if you find time, what are you sitting down and what are the shows that you're watching you just can't get enough of?
Binge watching. That's quite interesting you bring that up. So I love, my other passion is business, like I said. So mm-hmm. change of the world and business. So binge watching, there's a show called Billions.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of it, but
great,
I love
show.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay, a great
good.
Show.
Right. So that's like my main one that I binge watch.
Okay.
But I don't watch a ton of TV. It's that show. Get up at 5:15, start working. You know, like to go spend family is my other thing that I love to do the most.
Right.
And from working to change the world and grow business, I get a time for billions every now and then.
Right. Doesn't leave a lot of time for, you know, you. It's tackling everything else on. Yeah, I know what you mean. How about your first concert? What was the first concert you saw?
No, that's a good question. So if we wanted to, now you're bringing back some good memories. First concert, an impersonator concert, was Michael Jackson and Prince, and I caught the white glove of his impersonator that he threw. Okay. That was, yeah. And then my first real concert was with my dad, and it was Helix and Kick Axe.
Nice. Give me an R! Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's totally. That's a great first show.
Yeah.
If you could have a superpower, which power would you want to have?
Superpower, I probably would go with, that's a great question, actually. No one's ever asked me that, which is weird. All the interviews I've done, I've never had somebody ask me what a superpower. Superpower would be, I would like to be able to fly.
Yeah. Bullet speed, though. Like, yeah, boom, yeah, like, you're on the other side of the country. Yeah.
Totally. Like, just go everywhere. Awesome. Like, I'm in LA in, like, 3 minutes. You know, I'm in New York. I'm in Europe, right?
So. Do you believe that aliens have visited Earth?
I do. Yeah, I mean, I was going to say yes, because I watched a few shows on it and stuff and started to slowly become a bit of a believer. So I'm 50-50. Maybe, maybe not. I'm 50-50.
I mean, there's got to be life out there, though. It can't just...
Oh, I believe
can't be
life
just
life
us, like...
Yeah, I believe there's life out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
100%.
Right, dude. Of course, this came. Like, what the hell was this? It was October 17th last year, 2018. What's your take on legalized marijuana?
Legalized marijuana. I think that two things. I think it's a good thing for one thing because I actually believe that it does cut down on crime.
Yep.
I believe it cuts down on, you know, moving drugs and that type of stuff quite a bit. So I think that's a good thing. I think that there's definitely people that, for medical purposes, it helps 100%.
Sure, absolutely.
So I definitely am okay with it. I mean, when you look at alcohol, I know a lot of people get a lot more crazier on alcohol than they do on smoking a joint of marijuana.
Right, of course. Yeah. I mean, you look at the textile uses for marijuana and, you know, get into like the CBD oils where, you know, UFC and MMA fighters they're using these oils to recuperate their body quicker afterwards. It's amazing that it's taken this long, I think, to, you know, to get it legalized.
Yeah, I'm with you. With you on that. Yeah, it's interesting because I have my uncle, who was head of RCMP, and my cousin now, who's a sergeant. So, like, I mean, they're against it, right? Like, they just they're against it. They don't think it should be legalized, right?
Interesting.
So
it is.
I see both sides of it, right? But I think there's a lot of good purpose, you know, in it. And I said to my cousin one time, I said, well, cuts down on the moving of drugs. I said, you know, helps your job, right?
It's like, he's going to work me out of a job here.
Yeah, that's probably it. You probably just hit a whole other point right there.
Totally, right? He's like, no, I don't like it at all. It doesn't seem very good for the future of RCMP work.
Exactly. So that's a whole other topic. We
of
could
course
have a whole
it
other
point. Yeah, we're going down a little bit of a wormhole here.
We are.
Let me hit you with a couple more questions, and thank you again for doing this show. Shane Jeremy James with the Actions of Compassion. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
This is a real bad, this is a real, like, you when you're young and you're not smart, probably the near-death thing was. We're right in, but, you know, this is going to be a story.
Dude,
for you.
They always say, like, if you can get into your 20s, 22, 25, like, probably going to live a long life if you can get past those stupid years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at the lake, you know, going out, like, grew up Saskatchewan, we go out, get the boats out, it's dark out, it's 3 a.m, we'd been drinking, and we're booting around in the boats, can't see anything at all.
Of course.
And the other boat hits us.
Whoa.
None of us have life jackets on, and it hits us, and, like, we literally fall out of the boat, Nobody got knocked out.
Wow.
But they couldn't see. Three of us are treading water, and all they can hear is, like, our voices. So it was probably about, I mean, I could have probably only treaded it. I don't know. I treaded another maybe 10 minutes because you're also have your drink. We were drinking, well, so you're losing your energy.
You're drinking, but you also got jeans on. It's not like you don't have swim trunks on. That shit weighs heavy, man. You got like a jacket, or even if it's just a long sleeve shirt, or you know, all that stuff starts weighing you down. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so I guess that's a pretty close to a near-death experience.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. All right, let's bring it back to the actions of compassion. So far, what is your career highlight with what you're doing?
I think my biggest career highlight is a mother and a daughter come into the compassion movement. She used to watch me a lot live streaming on Periscope, a live stream app, and they came in I was inspiring her. She was sick. I didn't know this, that she was sick, the little girl. She was six years old, and she was going to the children's hospital and telling more kids to do compassionate acts and then come back in and watching my stuff. I connected with them, and then I found out her mom said she only has about 2 years to live. She's dying of cancer. And I got really close to them and got to know them really well. And she was very inspired and kept going out and doing more compassionate acts at the children's hospital, knowing that she was leaving this world and going to die soon.
Mm.
And it was to me just, you know, it was so sad and hard. It was also amazing to watch this little girl, how she inspired more people. And how she was able to, use that as somewhat of a coping mechanism. And, in the end, she passed away. But, you know, her mom said to me, you know, you gave us hope. You inspired her. You know, you said you'd help carry her name on, which I am. And, that was probably one of my biggest moments doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How couldn't it be, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I really love what you're doing and what you're all about. Again, through actionsofcompassion.com, you can get to the Facebook page and Twitter page and Instagram page. You want to help out Shane and maybe you're going to be doing like a food drive thing and helping out the downtown east side and giving out some food and that kind of thing. Obviously, you're taking volunteers as they come.
Of course. We always need more people to help. Do little things, big things, you know, but connect with us. And that's the most important thing right there, is communities and neighbors got to connect again. And that's why the world is getting so separated, is we're not working together. It doesn't matter what race you are, what religion are, how much money you have, if you're rich or poor, we all need to come together and treat everybody as one humanity.
Right on, dude. Well, thank you for taking the time again tonight and jumping on the Toddcast. And simply, you're at Shane J. James on Twitter. Yeah. Same thing for Instagram and everything else?
Instagram, they can go Shane J. James, but Actions of Compassion on Instagram.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again, Shane, and I guess we'll see you online.
Subscribe on iTunes at Toddcast Podcast.